and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message.
Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of ISawTheLightMinistries.com. I encourage you to go with me in the Bible today to read about the end time church. In Revelation chapter 3, starting in verse 14, Revelation 3:14, talking to the church of the end time, talking to the church of Laodicea, it says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Then it continues from there. But before we continue to read, let's address this issue of many people saying that this is not talking to the end time church. Many people proclaim that these letters to the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 is only to the churches in Turkey during the lifetime of the Apostle John. And it is true that John was writing a letter, or rather that Jesus was telling John to write these letters to the churches in seven different towns in what is now known as the nation of Turkey. These letters were written and delivered to those churches during John's lifetime. That is true. However, the book of Revelation is a book of prophecy for the end time and for our generation as well. And it is for all the generations from the lifetime of John down to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lifetime. We cannot deny that the book of Revelation was written more for us than what it was for the churches in Turkey 2,000 years ago. Our lifetime is the prophetic time period that the Bible is dealing with in the book of Revelation. To say that these letters was written only to those churches and not to us is a false doctrine, a foolish doctrine, and a doctrine of the devil. We must understand that the entire Bible was written for our edification and for our instruction. So understanding that the letters was written not only to churches back then, but to our church today, these seven churches signify or represent not only seven congregations 2,000 years ago, but seven time periods. Each church that existed then represent a period in time in history of the body of Christ. When it comes down to the last church, the seventh church, it is talking about the end time church in our day and in our time. A lot of preachers, ministers, and scholars agree on this issue, and it is the truth. We are the church of Laodicea, the church of today. And the church of today fits the description of Revelation 3, verse 14 to 17 perfectly. Now, in verse 15, it says, "I know your works." Jesus knows our works. And it says that there are neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. But then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And then verse 17 is the key verse. "Because thou sayest, Because, thus says, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked. Now, Jesus is not saying this to us, to the church of Laodicea, because that we think we are increased with material possessions alone. Notice here, it says the word because in Revelation 3:17, because of these reasons, this is why you are lukewarm. This is why I'm giving you a warning. It says, because that you say I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Well, I've never met anyone, hardly, in my lifetime, that actually said, I have need of nothing. Even though I have met some extremely filthy rich people, even those people said, I need this, I need that, I want more, I want more. Today's generation is a generation of greed, and even a lot of preachers are preaching the prosperity gospel, saying, send me money, write me, and I promise you that God will send you a Cadillac. I heard that recently, and it was sickening to hear that. Disgusting, sick to hear that preached. These prosperity gospels promising you cars and riches, they're going to be judged. They're going to have to answer to Jesus Christ for preaching that type of message. Jesus did not come to bring a message of money or greed, but he came to bring a spiritual message that we have need of spiritual things. And what this is really talking about, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, is actually talking about people that think they already know it all. And that is the condition that the church exists in today. Greedy, selfish, and think that they already know it all, already understand all doctrine, have no need of correction, no need of anybody to tell them that they're wrong, and they don't want to hear that they are wrong. They think they already know the truth and stick to their guns. And you can give them a million scriptures and facts of history, documentation, proof upon proof. You can give them all the evidence that could ever be dreamed for or asked for or prayed for. And they will not receive the correction because they don't think they need to grow any farther. They have need of nothing. This is the Church of Laodicea that exists today in the church that Jesus is speaking to and warning. And knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. It's not saying that these are physical things. This is talking spiritually. This is spiritual matters. This is spiritual matters that we are dealing with. It is not talking about people living in slums, but it's talking about people that are spiritually poor because they think they already know it all. In verse 18, Revelation 3:18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Tried in the fire means that this end time church is going to be tried in the fire of the great tribulation. There is not any such thing as a pre-tribulation rapture. The pre-tribulation rapture is a fairy tale and a lie of Satan. And your ministers and preachers and so-called apostles and prophetesses that are preaching you the pre-trib rapture doctrine, they are liars. They don't know the scriptures. They don't know the Bible. They don't know the Word of God. And they will be judged. They will be judged. The blind leading the blind. People that don't know the Bible leading people that don't know the Bible. This end time church will be thrown into the fire of the great tribulation. And many, many, many people who call themselves Christians and think they are saved will endure the great tribulation and be beheaded and martyred for the name of Jesus Christ, but that will not guarantee them a seat in heaven. Even the wicked can be slain. Even the wicked can die for the name of Jesus and not make it in. You are not guaranteed to enter heaven just because you die, because you refuse to denounce the name of Jesus, because you must also keep the Ten Commandments. And if you don't keep the Ten Commandments, you cannot enter heaven, for no sin will enter heaven. Amen. It says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. In other words, that you may become spiritually rich. Not talking about Cadillacs and white remnant, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. People are blind. It says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chastise. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Jesus is telling us to repent. We need eye salve, spiritual medicine, the Word of God, to help our spiritual ailments, to deliver us from sin and false doctrine, to deliver us from pagan holidays, to deliver us from preachers that don't even know the Word of God, and to deliver us from ourselves, our pride, and our rebellion. We need correction. We need rebuke. We need chastisement. And sometimes we need our brothers and sisters to tell us, I love you, but I've got to help you to realize that you're in a false doctrine. This pre-tribulation is a false doctrine. Pre-tribulation rapture is a false doctrine. And nine out of ten things your church is teaching you on Sunday mornings is nothing but false doctrine. Churches of men, denominations of men, religions of men, traditions of men. And then the internet is just as bad. 9 out of 10 things you're reading on the internet that you're sticking with, even when your brother tries to correct you. 9 out of 10 things you read on the internet is nothing but false doctrine. Jade Helm, Walmart conspiracy theories, economic collapse in September, land rest, Sabbath years, all this foolishness. It's time that people come out of that foolishness, be tried in the fire. The great tribulation is at the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and will open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in the throne. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. All this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com. Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.